Wednesday morning. Joining us in our studio, we have a couple of guests from the Healthy Community Initiative and from AmeriCorps. With the HCI, here is Laura Turek. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on today. And you also brought Sebastian Lawler
with you.
Sebastian, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
We're going to talk about AmeriCorps and get into that in just a moment or so. Laura, let's start off with you. You have a role at with the Healthy Community Initiative, the HCI, and this is just one of the things that you're involved with. Tell us about that.
That's right, Jeff. I work with the recruitment part of this AmeriCorps effort. We have early childhood reading corps programs people might be familiar with, and then we also have this Promise Fellow positions. There's 11 of them in Northfield, and we work with AmeriCorps and the Minnesota Alliance for Youth to work together to find the right candidates to be working with our youth in Northfield. So in all of Rice County, we're here to recruit people.
The Minnesota Alliance for Youth, or with Youth, what is that?
They're a group that's trying to support youth in that 6th to 12th grade range,
okay.
Trying to help them connect and be mentored so they can be successful graduating from high school and having plans for the future.
And that's a statewide program? Or
yep.
Okay.
Yep. They have groups that they work with around the state, and we're lucky to be partnering with them on this project.
All right. Let's move things over to Sebastian.
Hello.
Your association with AmeriCorps,
yes.
And with HCI, kind of tell us where you... Got on the bus.
I'm a veteran of 2 years of AmeriCorps. I got on the bus immediately after college, actually, mm-hmm. when I was got back, and it was the middle of the pandemic, and I was looking for something to do with my time, and it seemed like a very good idea. My mom works with HCI, and she kind of told me about this prospect, and it seemed like a good time.
All right. What was your role when you were working with AmeriCorps?
Mm-hmm. So I was a Promise Fellow. I did two terms of service as a Promise Fellow, and in this particular case, I was working with kids at the high school. For one of those, and working with kids at the just students at the Northfield Community College Collaborative for the other term of service, providing academic and emotional support.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the role for a AmeriCorps Promise Fellow, is it different for each Promise Fellow? Is that what they're called, Promise Fellows?
Yeah,
right.
Okay. Well, oftentimes, yeah. There's a lot of individual kind of opportunity within the role, and sometimes for any given posting, essentially, you'll have a lot of expectations from the place itself about what do you want us to do, how do you want us to help out with students, or what kind of specific support do you want us to provide. But there's a lot of opportunity to go and take your own initiative as well.
Mm-hmm. Are all the schools within Northfield School District involved with this? Are there any, boundaries there, or do you just work with everybody who'll work with you?
Yeah, no, we have people sign up, and there is a kind of a commitment that we're going to work with a Promise Fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And so their positions are available at the YMCA, at Arcadia Charter School, at the Northfield High School, Northfield Middle School, and in Faribault High School as well.
All right. You've got them all over.
A lot of opportunities, and each position looks a little different, but all of them are supporting youth, just like Sebastian said, mm-hmm. Mentoring and trying to help them problem solve and feel heard and connected.
Let's kind of give us an idea of what a typical day might be like. Do you work during the school hours, working with students? Do you work during school, or is it more after school? Or?
Oh, generally during school, yeah. When I was over at the high school in the ALC, I'd spend most of my time in one place, actually, as kind of essentially a structured study hall support, helping folks with homework, checking in on them, kind of making sure they had somebody to go to if need be, did a lot of work on math and essays and that sort of thing. There's a lot to being a stable adult that they can not worry about having to grade them or be harshly, judging them on their work. But then, I went over at the NCCC. I was, helping out students a lot with academic and actually administrative stuff, just sort of navigating, signing up for classes, that sort of thing.
As you'd mentioned, you kind of started all this when you got out of college, yeah. Right during COVID. Mm-hmm. Wonderful timing, I guess, for everybody involved.
Oh, indeed.
But was your experience fairly typical of what somebody might experience fast forward now, mm-hmm. I guess the official COVID emergency has been declared over as of about a week or so ago. Do things look a little different now? Is it basically the same?
Oh, I think so. I mean, one of the weird aspects of starting out during the COVID years was there was a lot more Zoom classes, a lot more texting of students as opposed to seeing them when they come in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was that definitely, I think, was even probably less fun to do than the current version. Like, it's my second term of service when I was physically at the high school. That was quite nice being able to be in person with things. And I think, yeah, the current AmeriCorps roles would be a lot, there's a lot more opportunity to connect with people in a physical space.
Mm-hmm. Once again, we're talking with Laura Turek and Sebastian Lawler with Healthy Community Initiative, and AmeriCorps is the topic we have right now. Laura, I understand we're about the end of the school year. We're heading into the summer. We're going to have another school year ready. Do you need more volunteers or more people involved with that?
I do, and I want to clarify that these are our service positions. Similar, you might be familiar with Peace Corps. This is kind of the domestic version of that. And so serving in these roles, you are compensated with a stipend, $775 twice a month. And then at the end, you get an education award that you can put toward your student loans or future education plans for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And that's people's student loans.
Yeah, student loans, right? So it's $5,000 at the end of it as well. So you are paid and compensated, and it's great for exploring. If you think you want to be an educator, if you think you want to be a social worker, if you're not sure, but you know you want to work with people, these kids are ready to connect with you, and they would really benefit from your experience, and you get the professional chance to be in a school setting or be in a YMCA setting, see what it looks like up close on the day-to-day.
Yeah, for somebody who wants to pursue a career in some of those avenues that you had mentioned, I imagine this would look pretty good on a resume as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's definitely one of the big benefits of it, at least.
There's so many programs, too. I mean, you can connect in with other things after this. Mm-hmm. So sticking with AmeriCorps and the Minnesota Alliance with Youth, like, they have opportunities and things that you can learn about that you may not have known unless you're participating.
So. Now, to work with the program, do you need certain, you know, Sebastian mentioned he got out of college, he had his degree. Do you need certain qualifications like that, or is there certain minimum standards you have to be qualified for?
Well, like with the Peace Corps and other federal service, they do fingerprint you, and you got to be able to pass a quick background test, but it's a low commitment kind of thing there.
Yeah, 18 years and older, mm-hmm. High school graduate with a diploma or a GED. U.S. citizen, U.S. national or lawful permanent resident, and able to pass the basic background check. So we can train you. We mm-hmm. can use your skills that you already have and kind of grow those together with the students. But it's a really neat space for people to be in. And what I've been talking about a lot is it's an opportunity for hope. So if you're an older person and you're feeling like you're not connecting with your community, this is a chance where mm-hmm. you could come in and be with youth every day. You can find a way to connect. So if you're thinking about this and you're 22 or you're 62, we want to talk to you.
That's interesting. You know, I've been thinking the whole time that younger people, college age, maybe those just out of college, but it's for older adults can do this as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you can dedicate the student loan awards to other people if you want as mm-hmm. well. So if you've got like a kid or a grandkid who you want to help out with that, make like a really big Christmas gift or something, then that's an opportunity.
Yeah, we offer health insurance and child care assistance. So mm-hmm. Check it out. MinnesotaYouth.net is the website they want us to direct you to, but HCI is also a place you can go to find us to ask questions and learn about some of the opportunities.
Mm-hmm. All right. The Minnesota Alliance with Youth dedicates a lot of time to making sure that the Promise Fellows have time to spend with each other, so there's a community you can connect with there as well of people across from Minnesota just sort of engage in the same work.
And one final question for you, Sebastian, and that is, what have you gotten out of this? What's the takeaway? Have you found that it's benefited you career-wise on a more personal growth level? Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Oh, I feel like it's benefited me substantially. Getting out of college, it was really good to have somewhere to go for a couple of years to kind of, learn more about being a professional, figure myself out, get a little bit off of the kind of, there's this sort of thing where if you're in college and you go to college right after high school and go to high school right after middle school, you're like, yes, I must keep grinding away at the academic train. But that can be really frankly harmful for folks. And there's something really kind of nice and liberating about going to AmeriCorps and helping out kids and learning how to kind of exist in a professional environment in a really good way and connect with people your age. And I learned a lot about data entry, of all things. And I helped out a student with an Excel course that taught me a lot about how Excel spreadsheets work. You learn a lot on the job in the term of service. And it was a very valuable experience and a good transitionary experience is the other thing. Like, because you can only do two terms of service. So you don't have to worry about how long are you going to be committed to in this role. You have a clear end date, so you can plan for that. And it makes a very easy scheduling.
All right.
These positions do start September 1st, mm-hmm. and they run for 9 months. There also is a summer term that can extend it for make it a full year if you're interested in that.
And once again, if they are interested, how do you apply?
MNYouth.net is the website to go to. Or again, you can find us at Healthy Community Initiative on our website. We have a link that take you right there.
All right. Laura, Sebastian, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. Good luck with the program. Sounds like a great thing.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having us.
Laura Turek with Healthy Community Initiative and with Sebastian Lawler, an alum of AmeriCorps. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.